وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of the Commander of the Faithful. When we look at the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, every word that he said and every action that he did, it was obviously for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But foremost, it was for mankind themselves. So he was trying to do for mankind what Allah wants him to do. So we see that when we look at justice of the Commander of the Faithful, we can see that he tried to apply it in every way. Even during the 4 years and 6 months of his government, Earth has lived its best life ever, where there were no poor people, there were no crimes, everything was just beautiful. But some could not take that. So when we look at Amir al-Mu'mineen and when we look at his words and his work, we can see how he took justice and he took the rights of people seriously. One of the focus points of Amir al-Mu'mineen when it comes to people and advising people and things that he tried to do himself or commanding others to do is to be aware of the poor people. Because obviously society itself, at the end of the day, you can even, if we can divide into two, you can have the people who are well off, those who can provide and have means to provide their, you know, their food and whatever they require. Or there are those who are below the line and they cannot provide for their food, provide food for their families and put food on the table. Those what we call poor to a certain extent. Obviously, Islamically, we differentiate between al-faqir and al-miskeen. So they are different. But let's stay with poor. So when it comes to poor, one of the factors Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam tries to highlight when it comes to the rulers and to the people in power, especially in the letter that he wrote to his commander Malik al-Ashri, he says to him, fear God when dealing with the poor or the problem of the poor, because poverty itself is a huge problem that it began with man himself, and it will end obviously with the return of the master of the time. May Allah hasten his appearance. So this problem has been and is still continuing, where we see a lot of people are in poverty. So the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he highlights the fact that it is a problem, so it needs to be dealt with. And this problem, he says to him, the poor who have none to patronize them. They have no one to turn to. That's the problem with the poor people. The voices are not heard. No one can see them. No one looks at them. Just recently, I was watching a documentary. There's a tiny, small kind of suburb in the heart of Lagos in Nigeria. It's a kind of floating suburb. It has the poorest people on earth who live on water. And they live inside the city itself. And no one even knows that they exist. And we have millions of people like that, where they live amongst us, but they are poor. Because they are poor, their voices are not heard. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, fear Allah and those ones who cannot raise their voices. He's trying to seek justice for the poor. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and then we continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, Amir al-Mu'mineen was saying to Malik, beware of the problem of poverty and poor people, because they have no one to fight for them, who are forlorn, indigent, helpless, and are greatly torn in mind. And that is beautiful for Amir al-Mu'mineen to mention. He says a poor person, not only in terms of materials and materialistic stuff, he is deprived, but also mentally he's deprived. Those who are poor, they have mental problems, they have depression, they have suicide thoughts, they have, you know, severe anxiety, they have sadness, they have every list and every trauma that we have in psychology. These people go through it, because that's what poverty does to you, especially if you have a family and you got kids, and you can look at your family and your kids and you can see that they are suffering. That's an issue. That's a big problem. So Amir Amin says, not only they are torn in terms of materialistic matter, but also in terms of mind. A victim of the vicissitude of time. So time is being very hard on those people. And then the Imam says, among them, there are some who do not question their lot in life, and who, notwithstanding their misery, do not go about seeking alms and seeking, you know, help. And that's also another problem, that we have many type of people who have pride in themselves, who they pride themselves to a state where they would rather stay hungry in their houses and die out of hunger rather than go beg or ask people for money and help. Even Allah says, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَهْلُ أَغَنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ, that you would think they are rich and everything because they do not ask. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, you amongst your society, amongst your community, you would have people, not only they are poor, not only they have mental issues and, you know, they're mentally sick, but also you'd have people who cannot ask, who don't have the capacity, they have pride and, you know, as we call it, azatun nafs, they take care of themselves, to the state where they do not ask for help, for alms, for khums, sadaqat, or Islamic taxes. Say, he says, for God's sake, save God their right, for on your rest the responsibility of protecting their interest. At the end of the day, you are the one who is responsible to safeguard their rights, to make sure that their rights are met. So whoever running the system, be it a local government, or be it a state government, or be it the government itself in general, they are the ones who are responsible on making sure that the poor and poverty are eliminated and the poor's right are met. Sometimes in a lot of countries, when we look around, we see people helping one another rather than the country or the system providing for people or providing for the poor. So the Imam alayhi salam, he says, it is your responsibility, not the responsibility of people, to go collect donations and give to the poor and obviously humiliate them. They need to, their honor needs to be preserved. So the government and the state, they are the ones that are required to make sure that those who are poor, that their rights are met. So inshallah, we'll leave it up to here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.